I'm someone who loves trying out different makeup looks, but doesn't really wear much on a daily basis, so I like to focus on making sure I have high quality staples. And whether you like a fresh face, full glam, or somewhere in between, you've probably seen Thrive Cosmetics Viral Tubing Mascara. I've certainly seen it everywhere. You know, the one in the turquoise tube? So that mascara, along with all of Thrive Cosmetics' beauty products, are certified 100% vegan and cruelty-free, which I look for in makeup, and they've got excellent quality to match. And something I didn't know from all the mascara videos I've seen is that for every product sold, Thrive Cosmetics donates either that same product, another product that is needed more, or a monetary donation. They've worked with over 500 nonprofits to help with a wide range of causes like supporting cancer survivors, people experiencing homelessness, education access, and so much more. Knowing that makes me feel even better about using their products. And I do enjoy using them. Like I said, I like having high quality staples, and so my favorites are products that are multi-purpose, like the Brilliant Eye Brightener. It comes in a bunch of colors, and I like using them as eyeliner, eyeshadow, and even highlighter. Thrive Cosmetics is luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 20% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/thrive. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS, .com/thrive for 20% off your first order. You can shop from anywhere doing pretty much anything. You might shop while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast. And however you shop, we all know and love the thrill of the hunt. But do you also know how to get the thrill of the best deals? Because Rakuten shoppers do. With Rakuten, they get the deals they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Sephora, Nike, and even Expedia if you're looking to get some travel in. And getting cash back doesn't mean you have to miss out on sales, because those can just be stacked right on top. It's easy to use and based on a simple idea. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back through PayPal or check. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
This podcast is brought to you by Voyage AC.
So I've decided that the only gift I'm giving this summer is that insanely beautiful cement pot citronella candle.
Oh, the one like ours, the big one in the backyard that smells so good and keeps the mosquitoes away?
Yes, that's the one. Mm. Only they do come in different sizes, large ones like we have, but they also have the votive ones that can sit on your nightstand or your coffee table.
Oh, something for everyone.
Exactly. Voyage AC is your destination for all these amazing candles. You'll want to go online right now and check out their gifts, like this beautiful citronella candle, incredible fragrances, and gorgeous face and body products. So, hon, how can our listeners find Voyage AC?
You can find everything on their website at www.voyageac.com. That's VOYAGEETCIE.com.
And as you know, Melanie is willing to give my friends and family discount to all our listeners right now.
What?
That is 10% off everything you buy.
All you need to do is enter the code THE ONLY ONE at checkout.
That's right. All you have to do is enter THE ONLY ONE when you make your purchase. Voyage AC is an olfactory journey of candles, perfume, and organic beauty products.
Chad Foster, thank you so much for that interview. I, like Laura said, I could go on forever.
Right.
Listening to your journey, man, it's pretty astounding. I mean, overwhelming thing that is unique to your message that I've not heard from others is the amount of acceptance. About a couple of times in the interview, you said, you know, you were granted a life from blindness that you never would have had seeing. And I think that people hear that and have a hard time believing that. But I can't imagine your life seeing. Like, you seem like such an amazing person as the person you are today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I wouldn't want to give it up. I think the key, when we talk about any sort of adversity or obstacle or unchangeable circumstance, like my blindness, the key for everyone is figuring out how they can make that situation look good. How do they visualize greatness in that situation? I had to figure out how to make blind look good.
Mm-hmm.
If I could never figure out how to make blind look good, I don't think I would ever really get to acceptance. Mm-hmm. And so we have to paint this bold vision of greatness for ourselves that includes unchangeable circumstances, things that we can't control. Because if we can't make them look good, we're never going to get to acceptance. But if we can create this really bold and inspiring vision of how we can make those unchangeable facts look good, then all of a sudden, that creates the energy and motivation we need to start pursuing all of those things that are inside our sphere of influence. Like for me, I had to relearn how to learn and then graduate college and get a job and climb the corporate ladder. And all those things were within my sphere of influence. But without this bold vision of greatness that included my blindness, I wouldn't be motivated to action.
Well, and you talked so clearly about letting go of that perceived life that you thought you would have versus...
And grieving it, right?
Yeah, and grieving it. And I think that's true. Like life, you know, is not what we think it is. And when we're faced with something that changes that perception, we can get stuck. I know I did. You know, it was my marriage and my kids at one point, and I got lost in drinking, and I couldn't imagine what my life was going to look like without that perceived idea of what my future self might have been. And then again, kind of like you, but not on the scale, the idea of gratitude for what I had versus what I thought I needed became that lifeline. And can you talk a little bit to that idea of what the power of gratitude has given you and apparently continues to give you on a day-to-day basis that you didn't have before your blindness?
Yeah, let me just kind of foot stomp a point before I do. I do think you hit a really important thing there, and I mentioned it. I think it bears reiterating because how crucial it is.
Mm-hmm.
It's reimagining our future self and how we can be successful or happy or great or satisfied in our new circumstances. If we can't let go of who we thought we were going to be,
right,
and open up our mind and these new dimensions of ourselves to reimagine what greatness can be in our new circumstances, that is where resilience is. If you can reimagine your vision of your greatness in those circumstances with an open mind, then you can start moving towards a resilient, a happy, a successful lifestyle. And yes, a lot of that does get down to the point of your question, being grateful for the things that you do have. And you start taking an inventory of what do I have that I did not ask for? Okay, I have blindness. I did not ask for that.
Right.
Okay, that is not a good thing. I have all of my health. I have all of my cognitive faculties. I have all of my hearing. I had 23 years of eyesight. Check, check, and check. Those are all good things. I was born at the dawn of the information age. Check. How many people get to sign up and say, hey, I want to be born in the United States, the wealthiest country on earth, and I'd like to be born at the dawn of the information age because I think I'm going to be dependent on a services-based economy? Check, check, and check. Mm-hmm. We don't sign up for these things, but many people take them all for granted. I could have easily have been born in the medieval times or in a country without the same access to technology and information. Now I have the internet, so I can do all of my household management. I can manage bills. I can manage investments. I can do whatever research I need. You know, forget about it. I'm going to go back to the library and use the Dewey Decimal System as a blind guy. I mean, come on. Uh-huh. There's Google. You go to Google, you type it in, and everything is there at your fingertips. All these things, I think a lot of people can take for granted what era they're born in. They just assume that it's their right to be born in the United States. It's their right to be born in whatever year they're born in. Nobody chose any of that. Mm. Those were all things that just happened. And so we all have these things that are pluses and minuses of what we would hope we would get as we start life. None of us get to choose those circumstances, but we all get to choose our life and its outcomes. We have to own our life and its outcomes. You don't control your circumstances in life, but you have to own your life and its outcomes. If you don't, who will? It's my life. I have to own it. It's your life. You have to own it. And so you have to be honest with yourself about the things that you can be grateful for, things that you can control and certain things you can't control. Figure out how you can make those things look good. And at the end of the day, though, you've got to hold yourself accountable for getting what you want out of your life, because nobody else can get what you want out of your life for you.
Yeah,
you can be a victim and you can tell yourself, poor me, and that's who you're going to be. Or you can tell yourself, I've got this, whatever this is, I'm going to make this situation look good and I'm going to get what I want out of my life, because if I don't, nobody else is going to hand it to me for me.
Mm. Yeah, I think that's an important part. I think, you know, even when I was stuck, it was kind of like deciding between having it given to me, you know, this old life and this old idea and these things that I thought I needed versus stepping out and getting the things that I wanted to have. And it's still a day-to-day choice for me personally.
What's hard in the moment, I have so much clarity on it now. I'm so far removed from it. Mm-hmm. And this is the process that I talk about. When I was going through it, it was a lot of turmoil, right? I was in the eye of the storm, and certainly I didn't have this level of clarity that I have now. Now I know what got me over the hump, and I can recommend exercises to help with creating that muscle memory. But when you're going through it, you know, for me personally, just to be blunt with you, it was a struggle to make it through each day. Each day was a struggle. Mm. My goal was just to get through the day without feeling too bad.
Yeah. We're going to take just a quick break to tell you about a cool new product that Scott and I discovered. And we'll get back to our guest's amazing Only One story in just a minute.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
Do you like science fiction? I'm Carrie Bechet, and if you loved movies like Arrival or Interstellar, then you're going to want to check out my podcast, Hypothetical. On Hypothetical, we tell speculative sci-fi stories interwoven with real science. New episodes every Tuesday, available wherever you get podcasts.
It's fair to say that if you had never experienced this lifetime, this loss of your sight in this lifetime, that JAWS might not have happened, because they told you, Oracle and other huge companies told you that this wasn't possible. Is that correct?
Well, JAWS was already there, but what I did was I made their Siebel CRM system work. Siebel is a customer relationship management system that Oracle had, and so I made their Siebel high interactivity application work with JAWS users. And so I built a bridge between those two and made that open up job opportunities for a lot of people with visual impairments as a result of that. In fact, I was even called to testify in a court case in California to attest to that it's technically feasible to make that work. So that was an interesting thing. Oracle said it couldn't be done, but I had already done it. So they ended up starting to refer people my way.
Hey.
Right on, man. And it's helped a lot of people in your community operate more on a normal level with the interfaces that we're all accustomed to, correct?
Absolutely.
The last thing I want to touch on a little bit is skiing.
Okay, so wait, I have to interrupt, because last night we have an intercom system in our house. And I intercom Scotty, and I'm like, "Hun, what's a tree well?" And he explained it to me. So go ahead, honey.
All right. I mean, we can start with the tree well story, or you can just tell me what it's like for you to ski down a mountain. I mean, I spent 18 years in Park City. I'd love skiing. I skied every day if I could.
Yeah, I'm with you.
It's interesting because, you know, you talk about, you know, not having to have your sight be an incumbent on your experience. And most of my memories now are visual, the things, because I haven't skied in 10 years. Tell me what it's like for you to ski. And I was in Park City when they were developing programs for people with at the Ability Center. I watched people ski and follow the sound. And I was always curious about that and extreme admiration. But maybe you could shed a little more light on it.
Yeah, it's one of the most enjoyable experiences that I know of, is to take off down the mountain. Someone skis behind me and they'll wear a Bluetooth helmet with an earpiece. I'll wear a Bluetooth helmet and an earpiece. Obviously, when you're skiing and you can't see, really important thing to have is a good helmet. So I have a good helmet. which
you were born hard-headed, but not that hard-headed.
I've been through a few helmets already at this point. I am comfortable with picking myself up off of the ground. That's the only way to learn how to ski. I started skiing at 38 years old. And 7 years ago, so I'm 45 now. And when I was 23 years old, 25, I would get hurt and it would just make me angry. Now it just hurts. I'm older, so it just hurts. I don't get the anger anymore that you get when you're a young man. But you have to be comfortable falling, right? You have to be comfortable picking yourself up off of the ground. And that's true in skiing and that's true in life. If you're not willing to fall, you're not going to grow very much. So I think that if I'm not falling, I'm not skiing hard enough. I need to be flirting with my edge of control so that I know I'm expanding my comfort zone. And that's the one thing I love about skiing is there's always a way to expand your comfort zone. There's always an opportunity to challenge yourself. But the feeling of being on the mountain and not being tethered to a dog or a cane or a person, everything just being completely free on the side of the mountain is one of the most thrilling experiences I know of. And it's really fun too, because the mountain doesn't care whether or not you can see. When you fall, it hurts just the same.
Right? Gravity sucks for everybody.
It does. It does.
It's an equalizer.
It is. That's beautiful. I just so admire your journey, man. I hope that we get to meet you sometime if you come to Los Angeles again.
Or we go to Atlanta.
Yeah, if we go to Atlanta. Yeah.
Definitely. And who knows, if you're in Park City, I go there once a year. So that's
Brenna, do you know Chris Waddell?
I don't know Chris.
Okay, Chris is in the Ability Center. He's a sit-down skier, but
Okay.
No worries. I'd love to make that rendezvous. Like I said, I got friends still at Park City. And, you know, if you're ever out here and you want to try surfing, I know some people that can hook you up.
I would give it a go.
I bet
absolutely
you would
give it a go. The thing, I'm not going to lie to you, the thing that throws me off a little bit are the sharks.
Yeah.
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 Because when I go to ski, like, the trees don't chase me. That's no. Cool. I like that. The trees
but there are
don't
bears
chase
out
me.
There. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah. Well, I feel like my odds are at least pretty good with a pair of skis on. If I'm in the water, I don't know. I feel like I'm going to be the last guy that gets the notice. I'm going to be that guy who becomes the sacrificial lamb. Like, hey, look, he can't see him coming. Just
I'll just start singing the Jaws theme. Dun, 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 dun.
Exactly.
That means you start
swimming. Did somebody just cut me? Why did you cut me? Oh, okay. I see how this is going to play out.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Thank you, Chad. I am truly changed after this. Mm-hmm. I appreciate it, man.
Me too. Thank you, Chad.
Yeah. Thank you both.
Thank you for listening to The Only One in the Room. Please join us each Tuesday and Sunday for an incredible brand new Only One interview. And every Friday for On My Nightstand, where I'll be reading something that I love. If you have an Only One story you'd like to share, or a piece of writing you'd like to submit, please send it to theonlyonepod@gmail.com. From all of us at The Only One in the Room, we wish you dopeness, health, and prosperity.
Hello, dear stranger. I'd like to introduce you to something new, or perhaps something very, very old. The Heresies of Radolf Burntwine is a horror fantasy medical mystery following the titular monk turned traveling medical investigator. Follow Radolf as he navigates a nightmare world in which viruses are gods and the human race are not their favored children. Steeped in history and an aesthetic that can only be described as a combination of occult academia and laboratory Judaica, the Heresies of Radolf Burntwine have been described as Umberto Eco meets H.P. Lovecraft. For more information, check out the Patreon at thorb.info. But take care, dear stranger, for some truths are best left unknown.